The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus showed himself to the 11 and said to them, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers in my name. They will cast out devils, they will have the gift of tongues, they will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed, should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick, who will recover." And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God, he took his place, while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by signs that accompanied it. This is the gospel of the Lord. The feast of the glorious ascension marks the definite entrance of Jesus' humanity into God's heavenly domain, from whence he will come again at the end of time to pass judgment upon mankind. Meanwhile, this glorified humanity is hid from the eyes of mankind. It marks then the end of our Lord's incarnate life, in which, through his teaching and redemptive works, he brought about the salvation of mankind. The Easter season, then, has been both a celebration of the Paschal mystery, in which we have celebrated the gift of new life wrought through Christ's resurrection, but also a time when our Lord has provided us with new insights into the nature of final destiny as human beings. Thus, in our Lord's glorified humanity, we are, by virtue of our baptism, born again into the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. Thus we ourselves are clothed with his glorified humanity, and thus we are able to stand in the presence of God and offer pure worship to God, and so enjoy the beatific vision. The Feast of the Ascension is also a celebration of Christ's kingship. For our Lord, by seeking and conforming his will to the Father's will, wrought through his redemptive acts the sovereignty of God, thus making manifest the kingdom of God amongst mankind. Hence we are provided with a clear vision of how we ought to order our lives. For the Christian life is none other than a response to God, made possible through his grace, to the end that we may know, love, and serve God, to the end that we may enjoy his presence for all eternity. This done, the sovereignty of God, that is the kingdom of God, becomes a reality in our own lives. The glorious feast of the Ascension is also an acknowledgement of Jesus as our great high priest, the author of the new and eternal covenant. For as the letter to the Hebrews reminds us, our Lord has entered into heaven itself, there to appear before God on our behalf. Christ thus exercises his priesthood, for he constantly lives to make intercession for those who draw near to God through him. For as the high priest of good things to come, he is the center and principal actor in the salvific story which honors the Father in heaven. The Mass, which we celebrate here on earth, is the sacramental expression of the divine worship of heaven. As we celebrate the feast, the glorious feast of the Ascension, and reflect upon its meaning for us, let us thank God for the spiritual blessings which have been bestowed upon us in Christ. for our redeemed humanity, for the opportunity to order our lives in conformity to the will of God, and the knowledge that both now here on earth and in heaven we possess the opportunity of enjoying God's friendship for all eternity. The Feast of the Ascension that marks a turning point in the Church's liturgical year, a point in which we celebrate the end of our Lord's redemptive work on earth and the beginning of the Church's role, which comes into its own on the Feast of Pentecost. We shall thus be concerned with our own sanctification and of the need to evangelize. To this end, the gift of the Holy Spirit was given to the Church, and indeed to all of us. As we celebrate this feast, let our hearts and minds be directed to the future, so that under the direction of the Holy Spirit, our lives will further grow in the grace of God, and so make perfect his will in us. This done, we shall be able to echo in our lives the words of Christopher Wordsworth when he wrote, "Thou hast raised our human nature in the clouds to God's right hand, there to sit in heavenly places, there with thee in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adorned by angels, man with God is on his throne, mighty Lord, in thine ascension, we by faith behold our own." As we proceed into the season of Pentecost, let us make a generous response to the workings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. This done, our human nature, like our Lord's, will become risen, ascended, and glorified.